This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's exactly 20 minutes after 10 and you are listening to Ihlanganani Midday Show. And it's a brunch date between myself, you, and of course, Untombazi, who is with us. I did say Gutierrez, she's coming to us live all the way from East Student Center. I know I'm saying all the way, but it's not even really all the way. Like it's Isetuzegabe Student Center, but she is currently on the line. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great.
That's absolutely amazing. So we do have Ubabu Ndimande, our resident life coach, who's also with us on the Ihlanganani Midday Show. And I did mention, ukuthi namhlanje, we are speaking about the pains and the joys of just letting go of what is old and embracing, of course, what is new. Ubabu Ndimande, hi. Unjani? Ubabu Ndimande, hi.
Hi there, hi. Ngiyakubingelela. Bigelela Ntombazi, all the way from
a student sent.
All the way from.
Oh, you oh, okay? Gabon ukusihlekisa mina.
All the way from student sent. Yo, so far.
I'm corner jing seduze.
Hey guys, well.
Yeah, we're well. How are you?
We are well, thank you. We are well, thank you. Thank you for the show. Thank you for having us on this brand new slot. And yeah, hopefully we will add some value. Yeah, and in terms of just the topic at hand today, if we get straight on to it, I'd like to share with you an acronym, okay. And it's an acronym of three letters, all and right. those letters is TPP. TPP. So if you'd hold on to that and then I'll come back to
okay.
it. Look, yes. Look, letting go is an act of courage for starters.
Yeah.
So it's not always joy. Sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it's challenging. And sometimes the things that we need to let go of have become a part of us. They've come to define us. True. And it's become so difficult to let go of them because they've come to be a part of our identity. You know, sometimes trauma becomes a part of our identity. Sometimes pain becomes a part of our identity. Sometimes failure. Sometimes struggle. Sometimes all these other things that we think we don't want in our lives are so difficult to let go of because they've become a part of our lives. They've become a part of the definition of who we are. And we struggle to see ourselves without them. And when we try and experiment and try and experience life without them, it just becomes such a shocking thing. So yes. It can be a shock to the system. Number two, it can become difficult to let go because everything in us is still saying, no, 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 there is unfinished business. Let's make an example. If it's something where you think somebody did you wrong, and there is judgment pending, and you think, I'm not letting go until I see justice done, then it can become very difficult to let go. But three, sometimes it's difficult to let go when it's a goal that was really, really, really meaningful to you, and it meant a lot to you to attain that goal, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes we define ourselves by specific goals, and it's like, if that goal hasn't been met, then I'm not the person that I should be. So let me make an example. You might find, Woody, for somebody else, having a car, another example, being married is perhaps something that akule im define as a woman. And so as long as they're not married, they feel like they're not complete. And so there's this relationship, and yanga vumukuba umshado, and it's difficult to let go because there is this one goal and their identity is tied to this goal, or their highest value is tied to this goal. And this is a stepping stone towards that. So it's hard to let go of it because by letting go of this, you are letting go of what is tied to it. So sometimes it's not the goal itself. It is what is tied to that goal. Sometimes it's not the object itself. It is what is tied to that object. So for example, it might be a car, but it's not the car that you're struggling to let go of. Because it's not the car. It's what it means to you. It's got sentimental attachment. It defines you. khona la uthi mawufika khona bangivume ukuthi ayichaye ubetha therefore bayingasekho kukhona eyonakalayo so uthola ukuthi it's not the thing that you're struggling to let go, it's what it means, it's what else is attached to it. Mhlawumbe kune relationship attached kule moto bakuhamba le moto kuhamba naleya relationship, mhlawumbe kukhona irespect attached kule moto bakuhamba le moto kuhamba naleya respect, you know, mhlawumbe ekhaya kukhona iacceptance ecike kule relationship mawusufika ungasenayo umkhwenyane ekhaya bazokurejecta. So it's not just the mkhwenyana relationship that you're struggling to let go of, it's what is linked to that, it's what is attached to that that you're struggling to let go of. So it can be very difficult to let go. That said, there are benefits to letting go, and those benefits are, number one, letting go is one of the first steps to accepting your present reality, but number two, it helps you to then embrace the new reality. Because I embrace a new reality, kusa usabambelele kwi old reality, and this is the challenge. It is hard to embrace a new reality when the old reality is still a reality. So you've got to come to accept, okay, the old reality is no longer what it used to be, and allow yourself to let go of it. Because then the new reality. Now, sometimes the new reality is shocking. Number one, it's shocking because we've never experimented with it. Yeah. Number two, we've never thought we might ever have to let go of that and embrace a new reality. Yeah. Number three, sometimes the new reality is actually something we don't want to deal with. Like, it's not something we desire. It's actually unpleasant, and we don't want to deal with it. But again, what can often happen as well is that purely because it's different, because it's new, it means stepping out of a comfort zone of what was already predictable and stepping into something that is unpredictable. And there's the discomfort of the unpredictability of the new situation. Now, the comfort zone is the price we pay for stepping into a new reality. And I can say with great, great confidence, that the people who make it in life are those who are able to look for the benefits of the new when they realize that they have to accept the reality of the old. Let me say that again. There are people who struggle to let go, and they struggle to receive change. There are those who follow change. There are those who lead change. And the people who tend to make the best of it are the people who lead change. The change leaders, the people who recognize change when it is there, who recognize that this change can no longer be undone, and who are able to embrace the new reality, and are able to say, actually, what is the best that can come out of this new reality for me, for the people I lead, for the people I'm responsible for, but also for my purpose in life? Because you know what? Your purpose is created in such a way that it can never be tied to what you've lost. Your purpose will always be tied to God, and God can use what you've lost, but he can also use what you're about to get. He can use anything. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So what you're letting go of is not the only thing God could use. God can also make use of what you now find you have to embrace to fulfill his purpose. So we cannot say my life cannot move because of what I've had to let go of. Listen, God can use what you've had to embrace to make it work. Let me make you an example. Joseph says to his brothers, mangabe ekhuluma nabo in the book of Genesis, Joseph, my brothers, when you sold me to slavery, you meant it for evil, but God used it for good. So God is able to use the very thing that was done to hurt you. He's able to use that thing to advance you, to propel you, to project you, to catapult you. Because you know what? No one can stand in the plan of God. And as long as you're walking in your purpose, your life plan, nothing, no one, it is impossible for that to be stopped, because what is impossible with men is possible with God.
Yeah, that was very, very powerful, Babunzi Mande. And honestly speaking, it's very, very true. It's quite, quite true. But now, I just want to ask this question, you know, because I want to think for someone else that is listening that might have this question on their mind as well. Uguti, okay, I hear Babunzi Mande, it's important for us to embrace change and to let go of what we need to let go of. But then how do we actually differentiate between what we need to hold on to and what do we need to let go of in life? How do we know this I have to let go of it?
It's a very simple question. Mm. Does this serve my purpose, given where I am? Mm. Does it serve me? Does it advance me? Does it bring me closer to where I need to go? Yeah. Or does it not?
Yes.
You know, sometimes we ask the question, oh, do I love it? Oh, but I love him so much.
Yeah.
Love it, but it means so much to me. It's not about the hallmark, the measure is destiny. The measuring rod is purpose. And you say, does this bring me closer or does it take me away from purpose? And as long as it brings me closer to purpose, that's the way to go. And as long as it takes me away from purpose, let's say you have a friend,
yes,
and they were a good friend, but it got to a time where you want to study Ufunu practice school, yeah, and this friend is all about partying and grooving and going to places that have nothing to do with school.
Yes.
You know what? You love them, but the reality, they are not tied to purpose. They are no longer tied to purpose. We do not hold on to things because we love them. We do not hold on to things because we've got history with them. We do not hold on to things because they mean a lot to us. We hold on to them if and only if they serve purpose. We let go of them if they no longer serve purpose. And the purpose is determined by where we are now in reality. You know what? Kukhona izinto that you've got to say, you know what? Here, I'm going to erect a memorial. Let me make an example, a very practical example in my case, for example. Mm. There are people that we loved,
yes,
right, who are no longer with us. And it's important that we erect a memorial and say, here lies a person, here lies the body of a person I loved.
Yeah.
But that must also be balanced against saying, I loved them, they loved me, and they would have wanted me to have a good life. They wished for me to have a good life. They would not want for me to be miserable on their account. And on that basis, what would have pleased them is to see me progress closer towards my purpose in life. Therefore, the best memory I can make, the best memorial I can make in remembrance of them is to walk even closer to my purpose and make a success of it.
Mm. Sure. That's very powerful. Dombaz is quite silent. I can see you good tonight. She's speechless.
No, man, I'm just processing everything Obabunzomande is saying, you know. It reminds me of what we were told in Sunday school, you know, about Abraham.
Yeah.
Ukuthi kwakumele asuke la ayekhona, ahambe aye lapho uNkulunkulu ayemtshela khona ukuze isithembiso sakhe sifezeke.
Yes,
yeah.
He had to go to a country.
Nano kuthi futhi ke holding on iyona nto esibambezelayo, you know, iyona nto esenza ukuthi nje singakwazi ukuphumelela, you know, singakwazi ukuachieve into esiyifunayo. So nje everything that Obabunzimande is saying is basically what I've been told impilo yami yonke ukuthi you just have to move, you just have to get out of your comfort zone. Ungabi comfortable ngokuba comfortable, because being comfortable is what holds you back.
Yeah, and it's not easy, eh?
In fact, you talk about a biblical story.
Mm.
It's very interesting. On the biblical stories, Abraham came out of there with Lot. Remember, Lot, when he had to come out of Sodom, not Gomorrah, what he was told, walk away, don't look back. But his wife looked back.
Yes.
And that was a pattern to teach us. There are times when you need to walk out of things and not look back.
Mm-hmm.
Because when God has a new destiny for you, you must move.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
you can't be double-minded about it. You can't be double-hearted about it. You must be tied to the future that God is creating for you. You can't be tied to the past that is gone.
True.
We can bring memorials from the past, but we can't live in the past.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I love what you said, Babunzimande, about it being tied to purpose. You know, asking that question, is this serving my purpose? Because I know, especially as young people at times, we know we can sort of think that, I think it's because of the whole YOLO thing, which is not a bad thing. But however, sometimes we can just want to always be spontaneous about.
But also, Afrika,
yes.
YOLO, FOMO, and the pressure to fit in.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
sometimes you are tied to things because it makes you socially acceptable,
yeah,
but it doesn't serve your purpose.
True.
You know,
yeah,
and the pressure to fit in, the pressure to conform, can make you miss your purpose because you're holding on to what no longer serves you because it makes you appear good in public.
Sure.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think for me personally, that's my greatest fear. Like, imagine losing your purpose because of things that are fleeting. I mean, I get it. Yes, it's something that we all are affected by as young people. But like you're saying, you have to get to a point where you ask those questions, even about things that may seem very insignificant. But, you know, the smallest of actions will affect your future.
You know what's the saddest thing?
Yes.
A lot of those things that you're holding on to, if you just look 5-10 years down the line, you will have lost them anyway. But now you have lost what is important because of what you are going to lose anyway. I'm so sorry to be a bearer of bad news, but a lot of what you end up, I was a youth one day, I was a youth someday, and I look at some of the things that I didn't stay on purpose, I held on to things, and I still lost those things anyway. Now I lost twice. I lost on purpose, and I lost on those things for which I compromised on purpose. So if I had to say, don't make the same mistake I did, be uncompromising on purpose.
Absolutely.
Be ruthless when it comes to your purpose.
Be ruthless when it comes to purpose. Yes, most definitely. Babu Nzimande, before we let you go, I know you are rushing to go to the airport. Any tips on how we can embrace change in our personal growth journey?
TEP is going to take time. It's going to be a process, and you're going to have to pay the price of discomfort. So experiment with it. Give yourself time. Be kind to yourself, be kind to the others around you if it involves other people. Give yourself time, give them time. Number two, it's going to be a process. It's not a microwave. It's not an instant noodle kind of thing. It's going to be a process. Number two, price. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be painful. It's going to cost you blood, sweat, and tears. Yeah. But you know what's the good news?
Yes.
It's all going to be worth it.
It's all going to be worth
and
it.
And also, be prepared to lose friends as well, you know.
Definitely.
Yes. I'm a living testimony of that, you know, losing friends and abantu bobathembile, you know, just because you are uhamba ngolayini.
Yeah. You choose a different path.
Yeah.
No, it's all good. So good.
Thank you so much, Babu Nzimande.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.